And I'm your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush, who is taking a great vacation this week. I wonder where he is. Touring through, you know, he's probably hiking through Europe and yodeling. What do you think?
He's somewhere nice, that's for sure.
I doubt he's hiking through Europe. Well, John Rush, wherever you are, hope you're having an incredible week off. And let's see here. I am here with Rob Bray from Mighty Hand Construction.
Good to be here. Thanks so much.
Oh, you bet. It's great to have you here. We've been having a lot of fun talking about the church. And one second here. We are going, do we have our interview yet, Charlie? Okay. We will be having an interview here pretty soon because we are talking to restaurants.
Yep.
Now, you live up there in, it's Larimer. Is Larimer is pretty locked down too, aren't they?
It is. Yeah, they just went to code 4 and it's been, so it was kind of a weird whiplash effect because we were all in the restaurants and eating and now it's back to, you know, curbside only type things. No in seating dining, but there's some courageous business owners out there that are taking a risk and they, I think not only to provide for their own staff, which is noble, and their own family, but also to provide an experience. I mean, people are desperate to get out there and it's depressing when you can't find a place to eat for a date night, you know?
Well, I got to be honest. I just don't understand with the numbers.
Right.
Okay, I don't see where we have the numbers right now to justify shutting down restaurants. I just don't. That's my personal opinion.
Well, they're basing it off cases rather than deaths, you know, and not to be morbid. But, I mean, really, that's what we shouldn't be afraid just of the cases.
You know, we're going to talk about this probably in the third hour today, but the deaths overall in America are not up markedly from previous years. All they've done is in several other categories have dropped way down, heart disease and so forth, and COVID has filled in that gap. But we've got roughly the same number of people dying, and it's roughly the same across all age groups. You would think people in their, you know, 75 and above would be a much higher percentage. They aren't.
Yeah. I looked up our county. There was 56. I actually printed out the list for my business partner and CEO because he had a hard decision to make. Do we stay open? Do we do our staff meetings? What do we do? But he talked to the city, the sheriff, everything, and decided to stay open.
Well, speaking of staying open, Troy Heller is now joining us from Cacciatore at Heller's Kitchen. Troy, how are you, sir?
I'm great, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing well. Now, before I'm going to want you to do this at the end of the interview as well, but first things first, where are you?
I have two locations. One is in Windsor, Colorado, and one is in Fort Collins, Colorado.
And those aren't too far apart, right? Is Windsor off 34?
Windsor is just down the exit from Harmony exit from Fort Collins. It's about 15 minutes away.
Okay. Now, Rob here is from this area.
We're
go
in
ahead,
Fort
Rob.
Collins, and we do a lot of work in Windsor. So, hey, thanks for staying open for us.
Rob, where are you planning on going out?
Definitely to your restaurant, that's for sure. No, I'm serious.
See, you already look at
this. Thank you.
You just came on, you already got another customer. Let me just ask you a few questions here. First of all, tell me a little about your restaurant, some history about it. What got you to open this restaurant?
Well, I've been in Colorado for 25 years. I was the executive chef at the Stanley Hotel years ago in the 90s.
Wow.
I've had quite a few different experiences. I've owned a bar and grill called the Island Grill years ago, and I've been around a while. And my partner is a good friend of mine, Sicilian, and has wanted to open an Italian restaurant for years. And we finally made that dream come true 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago.
Do you ever enter a room saying, "Here's Troy"?
Rarely.
Okay, I'm just saying because you were at the Stanley Hotel. I know, terrible. You hear that too much. How bad of me to do that. Okay. Well, it sounds like you have quite a history. So you're a chef. You're an executive chef, and you've done this for a lot of years. And you just decided, hey, I want to do my own thing and open up these restaurants. By the way, I'm looking at the menu. We're going to talk about it later. Wow.
Okay.
It looks yummy. I'm just going to say it looks really delicious. And I'm actually anxious to come up there. Okay, let's say somebody lives in Denver. And obviously, this is not somewhere you go just any night. It's a little ways away. But about how far from Denver up to you guys is it?
I believe you could get there in less than an hour.
Okay.
Just depends on the time of day and traffic and whatnot. And we've actually had some very good friends come up on Saturday night from Highlands Ranch. and they had a nice dinner, and they were there to support us, and they did the drive.
How's the business been?
We've been doing, you know, we've been operating at the, you know, designated 50% capacity for the last, you know, since June, and it's been fine. We've managed to adapt, and we can survive at that rate, and that's what we plan to do at this point. We're operating under those same regulations, the code yellow and all that.
Troy,
and, it's been good enough to survive.
Yeah. You're being very positive and nice. Personally, I think the 50% thing is nonsense. I just don't think it's fair because you guys, you got staff and they need the hours. And I do hope that they loosen up those restrictions soon. Hey, quick question. Are you open every night? I mean, if my wife and I wanted to come up there, say, on a Wednesday.
Yep, we're open 7 days a week. The only day we're not open for lunch is Mondays, and we open at 4 o'clock on Mondays. The rest of the week, we're open from 12 to 9 o'clock.
Troy, are you seeing a different restrictions between even Fort Collins and Windsor? Has there been a difference there?
Well, Windsor, you know, the government of Windsor is behind us, and they don't want to
Is that Weld?
Yeah, that's Weld County. Yeah.
So you've got one in Larimer and one in Weld.
That's the difference.
That's correct, yes.
Wow. So what is, you said one, the Weld County's been behind you. What do you mean by that? What's been some of the support?
Well, the Chamber of Commerce has been very supportive. They've, you know, we've talked to the sheriff. We've talked to everybody that, you know, they're not interested in enforcing any of the things that go along with this.
Right.
And we've been, all along, we've been encouraged to operate our business the way that we see fit. We've been cooperating, however, with everything, and
sure,
yes, still are.
Utilizing wisdom, individual responsibility, honoring authority, but still resisting when you need to make common sense decisions to provide for people.
Well, we got a, you know, we have a big family, and we want to take care of our teammates, and we want them to get through the holidays. And
absolutely.
We're following through with all the protocols, wearing the masks, taking temperatures. If somebody doesn't feel well, used to be in this business that you just come to work no matter what happens, and now if you have the sniffles, you definitely don't come to work.
Right,
so, right. Basically, you're following the rules, but you're taking care of your people and you're taking care of your customers. Okay, I got to talk food.
Come on.
All right, let's talk food. What are the things that people go there for the most? I mean, what are the dinners that people just flock to you?
Well, we have all of our pastas handmade. We specialize. We have a specialty hand-rolled potato gnocchi with chicken and gorgonzola cream and spinach. That's a big fan favorite.
I love it.
Lasagna is it's a large portion with sausage and meatballs, and that's a big fan favorite. We have a twin beef fillet wrapped in prosciutto that's also served with our hand-rolled gnocchis, and so far we have quite a variety. But everything is from scratch. Everything's handmade, and I've been doing this for 40 years, so I feel like we're pretty good at it.
Can I have you back up for a moment? Twin beef fillet. Can you describe this again? That sounds really good.
So it's a 8 ounce, 2 4-ounce black Angus tenderloin fillets wrapped in prosciutto, and then we serve that over potato gnocchi with gorgonzola cream, a little bit of red wine demi-glaze, and spinach, and some gorgonzola cheese.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, that sounds mouthwatering.
Sounds incredible.
Okay, what about pizza?
Yeah, we have great pizza. Our pizza's hand tossed. It's kind of a cross between Neapolitan style and New York style pizza. We're real proud of our crust. We have 8 different pies. We have a mushroom pizza with bechamel and spinach and porcini mushroom. We have a sausage pizza that's outstanding. We buy our sausage from a company in Pueblo that's famous for these grinders that my partner grew up eating, and so we have what's called a mixed grinder on our menu if you like sandwiches.
Cool.
And it's this spicy Italian sausage that we drive down about once a month and pick up. And
you're supporting the other local businesses, which is really cool.
Oh yeah, we do a lot of that.
That's great.
By the way, I noticed you have gluten-free also for those who need that.
We do.
Very cool.
Another local product called Capello's. It's a gluten-free pasta. It's made down in Denver, and it's outstanding.
Hey, I had a question for you, Troy. If my wife and I were to come on a date night, because that's the one time we can escape from our four kids there, obviously, not only being a blessing to us, if you have any sort of specials that you could mention that a couple would want to come out and maybe like the different courses and dessert. And so that'd be my first question is what would we expect on a date night and what would be a good special we could order? And then second question, how could we bless you guys? How could we, you know, obviously we can tip the staff. Is there anything we can do to encourage them to be more than just the average customer for you guys?
Well, what we really need is we need people to start calling the Congress and the state representatives and start blowing up their phones to
on it.
help keep us open.
Come on, Troy, that's
we're
good.
We're in a coalition with quite a few other restaurants in Loveland, and there's quite a few people that are trying to stay open. There's 20 to 40 businesses that are
good
involved in this, and we're all trying to support one another. And we all feel that our constitutional rights are being trampled.
That's right.
And we don't, you know, we don't understand why the big box stores have 10,000 people going through them every day.
Yep.
Are somehow not designated spreading this virus. And we have restaurants that might have 100 people going through them. And
right.
We get to be shut down.
It's a double standard.
Troy, it's because pasta is deadly. Right. Were you not aware of this? I mean, you are really endangering all of America. No, you are endangering the world by having Heller's Kitchen open and having people come and you know, enjoy delicious pasta. How dare you?
Well, we need to get back to common sense. You're taking care of your employees. We know the pandemic, but we also know the survivability, and you're doing the right thing. And you know what? That will encourage me. I don't know all the other listeners out there, but I'm going to make that phone call because I believe in that, and I've talked about that, and I haven't done it yet. So thanks for the reminder.
Hey, Troy, what are you experiencing because you're in Weld County? Are they holding anything over you? Are you, you know, threats of liquor license, threats of any kind of licenses, are people kind of leaving you alone and understanding? Because let's face it, you're following the rules. You're operating a very safe place.
Well, we've received one letter from the state health department, and they have threatened our licenses, food and liquor license. I know that there's a restaurant in Greeley that somebody came and took their license. And so we expect that to probably happen. And so we're hoping to have a hearing. I'm going to request a hearing as soon as, you know, like immediately.
Please.
Good for you.
So that we can have a discussion in front of a judge that we want to, you know, share the information that we are being discriminated against, number one, and number two, a whole bunch of our rights are being violated through this process.
That's right.
Okay,
that's right.
Well, but let's get away from politics for a second here. Once again, I want you to help Rob Bray stay married.
On the date night.
Yes, you are going to make his marriage even better. Walk him through a date night at your restaurant.
Well, we have a very nice wine list. So we would recommend a nice bottle of Prisoner. I would highly recommend trying the beef fillets. And if you're not a beef eating person, we have a really cool dish. It's our cacciatore chicken. It's a half of a organic chicken that's been boned and pan seared, and
Has
a nice spicy piccata sauce with these crispy fried potatoes.
I just have to interrupt. I want to hear the rest, but my wife would be offended if I didn't at least say she's from Nebraska, so she's definitely a beef person. I just have to say that. All right.
Okay, the marriage is safe.
Well, I have another.
Continue on.
Steak option for you. That's Steak Florentine. It's a 24-ounce. Porterhouse.
Now we're talking.
We sous vide that, and that's can feed two people, and it's
awesome.
Very delicious.
Troy, if I asked you to, would you tie together two of the porterhouse steaks for a 48-ounce, you know, kind of thing?
That'd be for
with
a double
some prosciutto
date. That's
in
a double date.
Probably not.
I could pretty much order any. Well, up to about 48 ounces, I think I could get you a nice porterhouse.
Wow.
Good to know. All right. Well, let me ask you one last time. How do people find you?
I have a website, Cacciatore at Heller's Kitchen, and that website covers both restaurants.
All right.
And all of my information is there.
Okay, folks, everybody, come on, try and get up there. And by the way, Troy, one good thing about our listeners, they are great tippers. They take care of the people. We always do. I know my wife and I do. We throw money at waiters and waitresses. Oh, yes, absolutely. So, folks,
appreciate it.
Oh, yes. Get on up to catch Troy at Heller's Kitchen in Fort Collins or in Windsor. Do it as soon as you can. Have a night out. And thank you so much for joining us, Troy.
Thanks, fellas.
You bet. Take care. Okay, let's talk about your company because you are next up. You're our next ad. What's happening with Mighty Hand?
Yeah, Mighty Hand Construction. You know, we do remodeling, kitchens, basements, bathrooms. That's our bread and butter. We do custom homes for anyone interested in getting some land and building their own home. Anything residential from the ground up. We've grown from a couple best friends, so the three of us, to 30 employees. It's been incredible. And we're still open, and we're pushing through. And yes, of course, you know, we can wear masks in people's homes, and it's up to the discretion of the homeowner. Some homes are unoccupied, so it's a little different there. But we're used to wearing masks since we're in construction. You know, half the time we're wearing goggles and all that sort of stuff. But we're essential business. We're cruising ahead. Business is actually looking good. We'd love to run a complimentary estimate for you and get your remodel handled. A lot of people are remodeling right now because they're stuck at home.
It's a great time. Okay, real quick, how do they reach you?
You can call directly to our office, 970-844-9191, or obviously go to mightyhandconstruction.com.
There you have it, Mighty Hand Construction.
You will get burned looking for the cheapest option. Micah Applegate and his team at Mighty Hand Construction find that a lot of homeowners don't understand the true value of a reliable contractor. Suppose you try to manage your own remodeling project, and the guy working on your basement botches the job. Now, it's up to you to make him fix it or find someone else to correct his mistakes. You call company after company asking for estimates, and no one will call you back. Then once they finally do get back to you, they expect you to do most of the work yourself, including coming up with the actual construction plans. It's like they don't want your money. As a local, full-service construction company in northern Colorado, Mighty Hand operates character first, overseeing your entire project from beginning to end. Make sure you hire a contractor who will handle the process for you. Schedule an estimate now at klzradio.com/mightyhand, honoring God, impacting customers.
Ascend Health Centers, you don't have to wait until after New Year's to lose weight. Don't do that, folks. Do it now. Do it between the holidays. Get smart, get healthy, and get in touch with Dr. Julie at 303-343-8800, or you can reach her at AscendHealthCenter.com.
Changes in your routine shouldn't stop you from achieving your health goals. John Rush recommends Dr. Julie Marchiol of Ascend Health Center as your personal weight loss guide, giving you the confidence that you need to see real results. Dr. Julie wants to provide, enable, and assist you in developing your highest quality of life. As she coaches you through the HCG diet program, you will start to see significant weight loss without starving yourself. HCG is a hormone that uses non-essential fat for energy. The homeopathic-based HCG diet teaches your body to burn excess fat first, leaving behind only the fat that your body really needs. Call Ascend Health Center in Lowry or Inglewood now. Schedule a free consultation with Dr. Julie to check your BMI and resting calorie burn. Call 303-343-8800 or visit rushtoreason.com to find Dr. Julie now. Get the support you need to achieve the goal that you've been dreaming about.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
Our kids' educations are suffering because of the COVID-19 Wuhan virus reaction disruption. Teachers, students, and parents are trying to step up, but is 2020-21 going to be a lost year for most students? Kim Munson here. Wednesday, teacher and former principal Priscilla Ron shares her thoughts. Plus, were there election irregularities in Boulder County during the 2020 election cycle? We'll ask Boulder County GOP Chair Teresa Watson. Thank you to my friend and patriot Helen J. Mitchell for sponsoring the show. That's Wednesday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again, 10 to 11 p.m. right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush. Charlie Grimes behind the glass.
Mr. Rob with Mighty Hand Construction.
Rob Bray with Mighty Hand Construction. Rob, we just got a few minutes here. Let's talk a little bit about businesses and the church. How can they help each other right now? I mean, this is just such a hard time. And basically, you've got a government that's not listening to its people.
Right.
I mean, why can't people choose on their own whether or not they want to, at their own risk, go into a restaurant, go into a church? I understand, you know, you worry about, well, the super spreader event. But the numbers show that's not happening.
Right, exactly.
So since the numbers, there are no numbers showing that happening, setting that aside, why can't people decide on their own whether or not to go to church, go to business, whatever?
Well, I think we know the real answer is that absolute power corrupts absolutely. You know, the government gets addicted to a little bit of control, and they really think that it's the answer is to control people. And we know it's not real science. It's pseudoscience. Like you said, if we actually look at the numbers, it doesn't make sense, many of the restrictions. And many of the restrictions have double standards. And, you know, I was just watching a—
Yeah, give me an example of the double standard.
The double standard would be, like we've mentioned before, when a casino or strip club can be open, but a church can't be open. Or, you know, it's funny, some of the logic of the left, when I've watched videos of them, they've all got their masks on, and then they're celebrating Biden's supposed win, and they take the mask down, drink a champagne bottle, pass it to the next person takes their mask down and drinks the champagne bottle. You know,
they drink from the same champagne bottle.
We used to have common sense around germs and hygiene, and now it just seems like we can't. You know, I was on an airline, and on this airplane, we're packing in there like sardines. We've all got our masks on, and they had just the two seats by the lavatory reserved, and so no one was sitting in them. So my buddies right next to me were in the very back row. He scoots over one, so we have a little more room. She says, hey, you can't sit there because if people stand in line, in the aisle for the bathroom, they'll be closer than 6 feet to you if you sit there. And he said, we're all closer than 6 feet. Look around this whole airplane. She said, it's just the rules. You just have to follow the rules. And, you know, we're turning into this legalistic virtue signaling, rule keeping culture that's not making any sense.
That doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, do people not understand? Look at our governor. He just caught COVID. Right. And he was the ultimate mask wearer. He was the ultimate rule follower. He wasn't one of these Democrats who, you know, breaks the rules and you get him on camera and he's actually ignoring it all. No, you see him. Not only did he have masks on, everybody around him had a mask on.
Right.
Everybody, a family dog, whoever, they all have a mask on.
Right. Because it's no respecter of persons. It's a virus. It's going to happen.
It's going to get on surfaces.
Yep.
It's going to get on hands. It's going to get guys. This thing gets out there everywhere. You know what blows my mind is you have people who are still terrified of you if you don't have a mask on. They leap back, and you're not coughing. Now, I can understand. Let's say you're coughing.
Right,
and coughing
right.
Those. You know, I'd be afraid that you'd give me all kinds of things at that point, right?
Well, we've forgotten that healthy people can't infect healthy people.
Let me ask you this.
Like, we forgot that.
Yeah, I know. Let me ask you this. When's the last time you went to a Sam's Club or Costco? Which do you go to?
We do Costco.
Okay. When's the last time you have gone to a Costco? And you will very, 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 very rarely see somebody without a mask. But if you do, you see that one person, you know, without a mask, they don't want to do this. Have you ever seen them coughing?
No, I mean, the common courtesy, if they sneeze or something, it's into the elbow like we've always done. I mean, there is one good thing COVID has made people a little bit more hygiene aware, a little more hand sanitizer,
more that's good.
Cough into the elbow, stay home. Maybe you don't wait till you're throwing up to stay home. Maybe you stay home a little bit sooner than that. That's all great. I think we're a little more aware of that. But man, has it gotten out of hand.
It's gotten out of hand, and folks, it is crippling the church. It is. It is crippling businesses like Cacciatore at Heller's Kitchen, where you will all be going as soon as you can make your way up to Windsor.
Yep, put it on my calendar, Saturday night, date night.
And let me tell you something, it's also crippling our kids, because it is just killing their interaction, and it's depressing them. And folks, we got to get out of this soon. But first, let's get out of this and let's go to a break. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay, affordable interest mortgage. If you're looking to improve your house for winter, if you're going to call Rob and say, Rob, get over here. Make our house better. We don't like our house. Fix it. Okay, if you're going to do that, you're probably going to need some money. Rob, you do require people to pay you, don't you?
That's part of the deal.
Very unchristian of you, but okay, I'm going to let that go.
That's part of the deal.
Well, if you're looking to improve your house for winter, well, you need money. And right now, that money is cheap. The rates are so low. Housing values are sky high. Rates are super low. So call Kurt Rogers at 720-895-0500 or go to Affordable Interest Mortgage at aimortgage.net.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
All right, a good shop. Rob, if you've just gotten in an accident, I think the last thing that you want to hear is an answering machine.
Right.
Well, at a good shop, a real person answers the phone every time. Why? Because they care about you at a time when it feels like no one does. Folks, write down this number. Here it comes, 720-541-7697. That's 720-541-7697. That's Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop. They help with your insurance claim. They handle all your auto body work in-house, so it's all under one roof. That's good. And they never leave you sorting through answering menus during an emergency. You can fill out the form at klzradio.com/collision, but don't forget that number, 720-541-7697. You've had a bad accident? You need a good shop.
You don't want to feel like just a number. Al Sturm, owner of A Good Shop Collision Repair, offers a different experience from the corporate conglomerates. After 40 years in the auto body industry, Al has been hearing the same thing from his customers for decades. Everybody's looking for a good shop, somewhere you can find quality service in a timely manner without wondering whether or not you're being ripped off. It's hard to know what's going on when nobody will talk to you. Today, as the owner of three locations in North Glen and Commerce City, Al gives his customers exactly what they're looking for, an independent, family-owned collision repair shop where you're more than just a number. At a good shop, not only will the final product be flawless and safe, covered by a good shop lifetime guarantee, but Al and his team will actually take the time to communicate what's going on with your vehicle. Visit klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair. Worth referring.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
A spokesperson for Los Angeles County Supervisor Sheila Kuhl said she did dine al fresco. She loves Il Forno. Has been saddened to see it suffer from a decline in revenue. Well, why did you vote to take away their revenue?
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in with Rob Bray from Mighty Hand Construction and Charlie behind the window, keeping command of us as always, because we're like kids, we kind of run out of control, and Charlie's here for us. All right, Rob,
yes.
Let's talk a little bit about Trump, but let's talk more about Joe Biden. There's an excellent article that was written by J.B. Shurk. That's S-H-U-R-K. And it says, five more ways Joe Biden magically outperformed election norms. Now, there are a lot of people out there who, as these recounts start to come in, and they say, hey, Joe Biden still won, they're looking at conservatives like us and they think, hey, you're a bunch of kooks.
Right.
You guys are a bunch of conspiracy theorists. Folks, that's not the case. First of all, on these recounts, they're only recounting the same votes they've already approved.
Exactly.
Which they haven't challenged. And we'll get into that in the 5 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about some of the challenges that are happening in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and so forth. These challenges are legit. They're extremely legit, right?
Yes, the 11,000 affidavits, the eyewitness testimonies. I mean, even if there were two or three eyewitness testimonies, I'd want to see, no matter who you voted for, we want this to be a just and fair election, you know, and it, particularly if you're a person of faith, you know, we know God hates imbalanced scales, that it's an abomination to him. So we just want this to be fair. And to recount the same exact ballots without first connecting them back to the signed envelopes and doing more investigation, it doesn't do us any good.
Yeah, do you remember when Lady Justice was blindfolded?
That's right.
Those are good times.
Yep.
Those are great times. Man, America was awesome back then.
Yeah, the Matrix of Liberty. You have to Google that one, listeners. Matrix of Liberty. It was the Statue of Liberty before we got one from the French in New York. This one's up in Massachusetts, and she is blind because, yeah, Justice is blind.
Justice is blind. Okay, well, here's the thing. Candidate Joe Biden was so effective, I'm reading this, this is good, at animating voters in 2020, his tongue is in cheek, obviously, that he received a record number of votes, more than 15 million more than Barack Obama received in his reelection in 2012.
Okay, impossible.
That's impossible. Now, I understand, the population has grown some since then.
Sure.
Rob, it hasn't grown very much. It's only grown a little since then. There is absolutely no way Joe Biden should get 15 million more. And you might think, well, okay, we could count this, chalk it up to Trump angering people. Maybe just that many more people hate Trump and are willing to turn out. You're going to have some of that.
Some.
Okay, but not enough. Not enough. In fact, Trump did very well in some demographics where Republicans generally don't. So if anything, that should have eaten into it. All right, listen to this. There are five. Here's the first one, 80 million votes. Okay. Once again, outperforming election norms. Nobody has ever come anywhere near remotely close to 80 million votes. And he got it. Keep in mind, we know that throughout several key states, there was no chain of custody with the votes. In other words, there's no log telling you who has them, then who has them, then who has them, who's watching them. Can we check with them and make sure that nothing was done with these votes along the way?
Right.
All the evidence has been erased. This is like Hillary's emails, like I was saying yesterday on air. All the evidence gone. And in the midst of all that evidence gone, he now got 80 million votes. That is quite a sharp jump. What do you think of that?
Well, I mean, we know that there's been fraudulent activity, and people act like these claims are crazy, and it's a shaming, a public shaming of those on the right, those that are conservative that voted for Trump, just saying, hey, we want a fair election, when the irony is, the hypocrisy is, 4 years ago on the left, they wrote entire books about how the election was, you know, interfered and fraud. And we know that they went on a witch hunt after the president, and it actually was proven to be a fraudulent impeachment. And so the hypocrisy is, we can't even second guess things that really don't seem to be lining up, but they, for years, can try to actually sabotage the president of the United States. I mean, something's not right here. We all know if it's a fair and balanced election, we're going to yield to the results. I mean, there was a headline that put it perfectly leading up to the election night, and this headline said, it was so funny, small business owners board up their establishment in preparation in case party of love and tolerance loses.
That's amazing.
You know, because we know it's not the conservatives that are going to hit the streets and riots. We just want it to be fair. And there's enough evidence. We don't have all the evidence, but there is enough evidence that there was something wrong with Biden's vote.
Let me give you a big one here, because he not only gives 5 points, I think the best point he gives is a sub point. Now people are getting bored. You won't with this. Bellwether counties. You've heard about that, right? A bellwether county is a county that, if it goes one way or the other in the general election, that's a huge indicator of who's going to win the election, because it's usually a county full of lots of independents, right? Well, there were 19 bellwether counties around the United States that have a nearly perfect presidential voting record over the last 40 years. 19. So if it goes one way, that president's going to win. If it goes the other way, that president's going to win. And these 19 almost always swung the way of the winner. Out of 19, how many of those do you think President Trump won, and how many do you think Biden won?
Well, you would think Biden would win them all, apparently.
Yes, Biden won. They say Biden won the general election by 7-8 million votes. I mean, it's a blowout, folks.
That's what they're saying, yeah.
So these bellwethers, out of 19, he should have gone 19-0.
Right, absolutely.
He won one.
Wow. Wow.
Okay. He won one. So really quick here, he won the one, which is Clallam County, and he won it by 3 points. Trump won the other 18 by an average of 16 points.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, you know, and yet Biden won the election, which this is incredible. This is absolutely unbelievable. By the way, we now have Troy Nix has just called in. So first, let's go to a break. Sound good? Okay, let's do that. Purefoy Chevrolet, folks, if you're looking to buy a car and maybe you've got a late model vehicle you'd like to sell again, Purefoy's got you covered. And of course, for the best selection of Corvettes in Colorado, they've definitely got you covered. My gosh, Rob, have you seen their Corvette?
I've heard about them.
It's magic. It's like walking into a magic kingdom. Give Purefoy a call at 303-659-8311 or go to purefoychevrolet.com.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. You know, being in business for 6 decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor, but once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purefoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purefoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
Sorry about that, folks. We were experiencing technical difficulties here. Here we go. Golden Eagle Financial. Folks, you know a lot of us find purpose in our jobs, but what about finding purpose in our retirement? Well, that's a lot easier to do when Al Smith from Golden Eagle helps plan how we save our money for retirement. And then we use it to its fullest potential. Call Al at 303-744-1128 or find Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com. Let Al Smith help you find your financial purpose.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money. Now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Okay, Enchanted Kitchens. Hey, Rob, due to COVID, the holidays have changed, haven't they? You probably have friends and family you don't want to gather right now, but do you know what that means? It means those big gatherings are going to happen when? In the spring and summer.
Right.
You're going to get busy, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
You bet. So now is a great time to get your kitchen remodeled because you know when everyone comes back, they're all going to gather where? Your kitchen. Just go to klzradio.com/kitchens and fill out our contact form. They take care of the rest. Or call 303-376-7588. That's 303-376-7588. Remember, folks, the holidays have changed, but the place everyone gathers hasn't. It's your kitchen. Call Enchanted Kitchens today.
The Enchanted Kitchens design team will make your ideas work beautifully. You're ready to move forward with your new kitchen design, but you're already worn out by all of the decisions. You've compared prices, you've collected photos online, but now you need help getting started. Let the Enchanted Kitchens design team take it from here. You could pick out new cabinets and countertops from any home supply store, and someone would probably come to your house one time to measure your space. But the Enchanted Kitchens design team will help you make your ideas work beautifully. That's the difference between trying to handle your own kitchen redesign and hiring the professional team of designers at Enchanted Kitchens. You will have an experienced guide to walk you elegantly through the process. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center. Find them now at klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pates sitting in for John Rush, along with Rob Bray from Mighty Hand. And, of course, we have Charlie behind the glass. And now joining us is motivational speaker, businessman, and author of Eternal Impact, Inspire Greatness in Yourself and Others, Troy Nix. Troy, how are you, sir?
Andy, Rob, doing well. Great to be with you. Been very much looking forward to this tonight.
Well, good, good, good. Hey, we need your help. We need your help because I'm just going to say it flat out. 2020 sucked. Can I say that? Yes, I can.
Oh, yay. Yeah, you can definitely say that.
Yeah, 2020 was horrible. It's been an extremely difficult year for many people. Troy, how can people find hope in such challenging times?
Wow, that's like a 10,000-word essay right there, I think. I'm not sure, Andy, but I have to lay the groundwork here.
Okay.
I'm on my 15th day, my wife and I, COVID. And
Are you really? How are you doing?
Yeah, absolutely amazing. It's been devastating. 8 days for my wife with a fever of 101.7. And so you talk about this concept of hope, right?
Right.
And this is right after I broke a couple of ribs falling down a flight of stairs in September, man. This year just keeps on coming, man. You got to love it, right? You just got to love it. But you know, it's this concept I want to tell everybody because I knew that was going to be one of the questions. And I just have to ask all the listening audience, is that concept of, so are you lacking hope right now? And the reason that I ask that is because sometimes you need to be self-aware. And a lot of times we don't look in the mirror at ourselves to say, hey, we need to readjust. Have you ever had that experience before where you just, you know, you take the time, look in the mirror and say, oh my gosh, I am feeling this way. I need to do something about it. Have you ever experienced that?
Absolutely.
You know, I have. And by the way, I think a lot of that for me is a function of expectations. I expect life to be a certain way every day, every week, every month, every year. I expect it to fulfill me in various ways. And it's when those roadblocks come and those bad times come, I fall apart a lot of times because I'm expecting better. I think sometimes I'm almost thinking that it's the expectations that are cratering me, not the other stuff that's happening. But you know what? You're the expert. You tell me, Troy, what is really making it hard? What is making me want to redirect at times like that?
Well, that is, I think it's very true. What you just said is that oftentimes we have these expectations and the expectations don't go the way we want them to. And I'll give your listeners a real world example of what happened to me at the very beginning of COVID in the March, April timeframe. I made up my mind. I love working out. I made up my mind that in the month of September, I was going to work out 5 days a week. I was going to reallocate my energies, and I was going to do my personal best in this athletic competition.
And it all went perfectly, all of it.
Yeah. Well, here's about the expectations, right? I set this expectation, and, man, I was killing it. I was working out every day. I'm putting in the time and the effort, and the pain is all there. And then all of a sudden, like I told you and the listeners, in the beginning of September, I fell down a flight of stairs. And I ripped my body apart, broke my ribs, displaced my ribs. And every single one of those stairs that I hit, every single one of them, took away all that preparation for me to miss that competition that was going to occur 2 weeks later. It's amazing. And so the reason I bring this up is two things ended up happening to me.
Yeah.
Number one is I kept looking back in my rearview mirror, And I kept just replaying it and replaying it. And the more I did it, the more it's like I couldn't get away from it. And one day my wife said, "Hey, Troy, why don't you stop looking back and look forward, set a new goal for March and start working for it." And I'm like, oh my gosh. So that in of itself, just changing the perspective, look forward, don't look behind, was very helpful. And I know it sounds kind of surfacey, but that's, we get caught in that all the time, looking back. And the other thing I want to tell the listening audience is this. One day I told this same story to a business owner, and I said, I've been preparing, and all got wiped away from me. And he's kind of a religious guy, and he looked at me and said, "Troy, you began preparing in the month of April for the fall that you would eventually have in September." And that rattled me. Think about that. I began preparing in the springtime for the fall that I would eventually take in September. And I think everybody has to understand is we're all standing today. We've got nicks and bruises. We've got, you know, some of us have some really bad stuff that has happened to us, but we're still standing because we've been preparing all our lives to be challenged like this. And now we've been challenged. It's not over yet. But I think you also have to give yourself a pat on the back. And by doing that and recognizing that, it helps to give you hope, right? Hey, I've endured this. Wow, I'm made of something, right? Or not?
Okay, well, what now we got a couple. I think you're right. You know, I mean, the thing is that, let's face it, your purpose is eternal. It lasts. Your situation changes. And I think it was incredible that your wife brought perspective to you and said, hey, just train for March instead. But I want to ask you, Troy, do you feel God is unfair because he makes our wives smarter than us?
You know something, that's great. My wife should actually be on stage being the motivational speaker, not me, man. She has all the wisdom. I just take it from her and then deliver it, right? But that's very funny.
Absolutely.
I might use that one.
Hey, yeah, Troy, yeah, I just wanted to jump in and ask you a little bit about the book, you know, Eternal Impact. I know for me, you mentioned how looking forward, not getting stuck in the rearview mirror, is really what brings us hope and motivation again to get back up and try again. And for those of us with faith, I know for me, looking really far forward, I look to eternity and I look to those lasting things. So tell us a little bit more about Eternal Impact, about the book and some of the stories that are inside.
Yeah, so, you know, I came, graduated from the United States Military Academy at West Point. So I've got a military background, and then I've been in business now, running my own company for 25 years. And the purpose, you know, what I've been fortunate to do is I created a life's purpose of helping people, and I created a company that does just that. So it's pretty cool. The book in of itself is about all of the life lessons that I've learned from failing, from my military experience, and I wrote it to help people because I've been through some really, really tough times in my life, and I find that when I get on stage and I get very open. I'm not happy with a lot of things that I've done in my life, but I've learned from them. And so I share those with audiences, and that's the whole thing about the book. Like, readers will read the book and go, wow, this guy was, oh my gosh, that was nasty, but look what he did as a result of it. And so that's the concept of writing the book. And something that I want to share with everybody, I think it's very important, especially after everything that we've been through in my life. I will tell you that I've had doors of failure slam so loud. I've had doors of disappointment and doors of frustration slam so loud. But what everybody has to understand is when those doors slam that loud, there are other doors of opportunity that are quietly opening. And it's happened all through my life. And sometimes I remember back almost 30 years ago, I got fired from one of my jobs. And that door slammed so loud when I walked in, and the wife's like, "What are you doing home?" It's like, "I don't have a job anymore." Well, she was full of wisdom on that day, let me tell you, Andy. But I didn't realize that door slamming opened up another door of opportunity that would lead to my own business 5 years later and lead me to be able to write my own book and to grace stages around the globe. Good. Isn't that cool?
Oh, that's awesome. But Troy, I got to ask you something. Right now, with COVID, and I'm just going to be honest, I feel that governors are overreacting to COVID. Okay, don't get me wrong. I think it's real. I think there's that it can be dangerous. I know that you and your wife have been going through a real tough time with it. Okay, but the simple fact is we've shut down the economy, and a lot of people are seeing you know, doors slam in their face everywhere they go. Their business is shut down. They've lost all their hours. They've gotten laid off. And they're looking forward and they're wondering, oh my gosh, I don't know when it's going to turn around. What kind of hope can you offer to them at a time like this?
That's interesting. That's a great, great question. And again, I think this concept of self-awareness is that you continually have to look in the mirror, and there is some positive reinforcing that you have to do. But think about this, you know, 1,142 days for me at the Academy. And you talk to anybody that's been through SEAL training as an example. It's this concept of sometimes we get overwhelmed. There's so much that is coming at us in this life that we get so overwhelmed. And that's why a lot of times when you're in significant training, like I went through and like Navy SEALs go through, you get overwhelmed because it's like, I can't do this for 6 months. I can't do this. And what everybody says and what we learn is that when you're in very, very dramatic circumstances, sometimes you just have to break it down to its simplest form. And that simplest form, I know when my wife and I have been literally sick together with our fevers 101 plus, we had to break it down to, it's like, hey, let's just make it through the next 5 minutes. Let's now make it through the next 25 minutes. And we just kept playing the game.
Make it bite size later, is what you're saying. Make it bite size, right?
Yeah, you got to break it down. You really do. You can't look at this long term and say, I'm shattered for the rest of my life because of what's happening right now. You have to break it down. What can you control today? What can you do? I remember when I was unemployed, one of the things I could do for myself was to develop myself better spiritually and physically. And that's what I focused on while I was looking for a job. So there are great things that you can do to look for purpose and to spend time developing your skills. And then things begin to happen because those doors of opportunity have opened. And sometimes it takes a while to find them, but I guarantee you that they are there.
Hey, Troy, really quick here. You got about half minute left. How can people reach you? How can they learn more about your story and connect?
Yeah, this is kind of cool. So you can go to my website, troynix.com, T-R-O-Y-N-I-X.com. And what I wanted to do for everybody is if you're the first five listeners that go to troynix.com and you go to our contact section and just send me an email in the subject line, put the word impact in, and I'll send you one of these books at no cost. I'd love to do that for five people.
That is awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on. And by the way, I wish all the best health to you and your wife. And I just hope you guys heal up great and have a great 2021.
Hey, thank you very much. I'm very much looking forward to it. And I appreciate spending time with you this evening.
Troy Nix, folks. Troy Nix, you're listening to a guy who really knows how to deal with hard times. And that will do it for hour number two. Are you having a good time?
I'm having a blast. That was motivational. I'm trying to get this book.
You know, I always feel bad about myself. I'm less motivational than guys like this.
No, I his energy was contagious.
He's fantastic. Okay, folks, that's the end of hour number two. We will be back next with hour number three and John Zemirak here on Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.